Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It is. And this morning in the studio, we've got Dr. Veronica Sander. Morena, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for coming in. We're talking about kidneys today, but we're talking about them in a way that people might not be hugely familiar with. We're growing them in dishes outside the body, little mini kidneys. Yeah. What's this all about, Veronica?
Well, yeah, we're growing kidney organoids. We call them organoids because there's something really special. So maybe I explain a bit what organoids are.
Yeah.
So the source of these are stem cells, pluripotent stem cells, and the human stem cells we're working on. We're literally growing little human kidneys.
That's so kind of amazing. Tiny little kidneys.
Yeah. So these stem cells, pluripotent stem cells, can develop into any cell in the body, and it's very powerful. And so we're using a source of stem cell that doesn't have the ethical concerns attached to it, like embryonic stem cells have. And so they're called induced pluripotent stem cells, and they actually derived from like a skin biopsy from a donor here in New Zealand.
Wow.
And so you got these stem cells growing in the dish.
Yep.
And then you can treat them with a specific cocktail of growth factors, and you can make different tissues of the body, different cell types.
Wow.
And so we are using factors that make kidney tissue.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What I kind of wanted to ask first of all is, what are the ethical concerns around embryonic stem cells, and what is the difference between the embryonic and what did you say these ones called? The
induced pluripotent stem cells.
Induced pluripotent stem cells.
Yes.
There we go. That's a brand new phrase for me this morning.
Embryonic stem cells come from an embryo, so a human embryo
right.
will be destroyed for that, and that was how it started. But several years ago, a very smart man found a method of reprogramming adult cells, body cells, like skin cells, into the pluripotent state, and he got the Nobel Prize for that.
Yeah, that's so, a pretty good.
And that makes it
bit
so much easier because it's just my cells now.
Yeah.
I can reprogram, and then I have stem cells, and they're very plastic. I can make them into anything if I know the right strategy.
So why are you interested in kidneys? What's your interest in that area?
So I came here and I'm working in a lab that's interested in kidney disease, but a kidney is a fascinating organ. It's obviously an essential organ. It filters the blood, it keeps us alive. Kidney disease is very common, so it affects. So there's chronic kidney disease. Affects more than 1 in 10 New Zealanders and people in the world.
Wow.
And it's kind of different causes.
Yep.
And it's often a secondary disease to other diseases. And it kind of comes on top of people having cancer already or high blood pressure. So it's huge, huge problem. And it's not, you can't stop it once you're losing. So kidney disease means you're losing kidney function, you're destroying the kidney.
Okay, so it's kind of irreversible.
It's irreversible. There's nothing you can do. People are waiting for dialysis or transplantation.
Right. Yeah.
And kidney failure is obviously fatal.
Yeah, so that's pretty,
a big problem.
Pretty scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's important, I guess, that we have this research going on.
Yeah.
What are you going to be using these organoids, which is such a good word, what are you going to be using these organoids for? Because you're saying you can do tests on them and you can trial things.
So it enables us to work on human kidney tissue, which is pretty in a 3D way. So we're literally having little organs instead of cells in 2D.
Yeah, yeah.
That's much more representative of the real organ. So we can produce a lot of them. So if I start from one Petri dish, which is a 10 centimeter diameter of stem cells, 12 days later, I can have up to 1,000 of these little bores of kidney tissue, and they're like 0.5 millimeter to 1 millimeter big. And
I'm just imagining them like tiny little jelly beans, I'm not going to lie, in my head. Not quite, maybe.
Close enough.
But
close enough.
That's the image I've got.
So, it enables us to work with a bulk of them. And What we can do is we can try to reproduce disease, kidney disease. Mm-hmm. So what we've chosen to do recently is many clinical drugs have bad side effects on the kidney.
Yeah.
And so, for example, antibiotics or
chemotherapy
drugs,
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So those are drugs that you have to take chronically, or patients have to take chronically, and then they have a bad effect on the kidney, and that contributes to these people suffering from infections or cancer already. So we have taken one of those that affects up to a third of the patients with kidney disease.
Mm.
And we've treated the organoids with that drug. And so what we use them to study the exact damage that the drug has on them. And we found that it resembles what patients, the damage that kidney in patients gets. And that lets us, gives us more knowledge about that kidney damage. And eventually we want to use that knowledge to find drugs to find some preventive drugs to kind of protect the kidney
mm-hmm.
when people have to take like courses of antibiotics or chemotherapeutic drugs.
That's amazing.
So it allows this testing in a large scale and fairly easy.
Well, I'm just amazed by it. It's I feel like I've learned a whole bunch of new words right now, and also a whole bunch of new concepts as well. It's been such a pleasure to chat to you, Dr. Veronica. Thank you so much for coming in. Where do you see this going in the future? What's the sort of end goal of all of this research? Big question for a Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Yeah, there's people out there that hope that we can grow these mini kidneys to bigger kidneys and actually transplant them.
Wow.
I think that's a very long way away.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't give people the hope that this is happening anytime soon. I think we can learn a lot just studying and testing drugs. I think there's a big future in that.
Yeah.
And it gives us, it allows to get a bit, maybe reduce a bit work that is done on animals.
Yeah. That would be great.
I mean, you'd still have to go on an animal eventually if you have to go into a living system.
Yeah.
But you probably can do some pre-work in things like organoids very nicely.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been such a pleasure. Have a lovely rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with the organoids.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.